Well, good morning. It is July 22nd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in Judges chapter 5, Acts chapter 9, Jeremiah chapter 18, and Mark chapter 4. So let's get into the Word today. Judges chapter 5 this morning. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on the day, saying, "Praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. I, even I, will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou marchest out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens dropped, and the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of villages increased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. And they chose new gods. Then was war in the gates. Was there shield or spear seen among the 40,000 in Israel? My heart is towards the governors of Israel that offer themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Speak ye that ride on white asses, and yet ye that sit in judgment and walk in that by the way, they that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, even the righteous acts towards the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. And then shall the people of Israel go down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song, arise, Barak, and lead the captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. Then he made him that remaineth have dominion over the nobles among the people, and the Lord made me have dominion over the mighty. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek after them, Benjamin among the people. Out of Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handle the pen of the writer. And the princes of Ishkar were with Deborah, even Ishkar, and also Barak, and he was sent on foot into the valley. For the division of Reuben there were great thought of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfold to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the division of Reuben there was great searching of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan, and why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in the breaches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto death in the high places of the field. The king came and fought, then fought the kings of Canaan and Taanach by the waters of Megiddo, and they took no gain of money. They fought from heaven, the stars of their courses fought against Sisera. The rivers of Kishon swept them away, and the ancient river, the river Kishon, O my soul, thou hast trodden down the strength. Then were the horse proofs broken by the means of prancing, the prancing of their mighty ones. Curse ye, Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord Almighty. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish, and she put her hand to the nail, and her right hand to the working hammer, and with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head, and when she had pierced and stricken through his temple, at her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down, at her feet he bowed, he fell, and where he bowed, there he fell dead. The mother of Sisera looked out of the window and cried through the lattice, "Why is this chariot so long in coming? Why tarry ye the wheels of the chariot?" Her wise ladies answered her, yea, she returned, answered to herself, "Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey to every man or damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of diverse colors? A prey of diverse colors of needlework, of diverse colors of needlework on both sides, met for the necks of them that take the spoil. And so let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in the might." And the land had rest for 40 years. Amen. That was Judges chapter 5. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughterings against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of them letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand, and brought him unto Damascus. And he was there for 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done by thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon the name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose, and he was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyeth them which called on this name in the Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, and the Jews took counsel to kill him. But there, laying await, known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. And then the disciples took him by night, and led him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Grecians. But they went about to slay him, which, when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. And then had the churches rest throughout all of Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydia and Saron saw him, and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is, by interpretation, is called Dorcas. And this woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him 2 men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him, weeping, and showing their coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand, and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. Then it was known throughout all of Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner. That was Acts chapter 9. Let's move on over to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah 18 today. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hands of the potter. And so he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. And then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, and to pull down, and destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I have thought to do unto them. And at what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now, therefore, go, speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There is no hope, and we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his own evil heart. And therefore, thus saith the Lord, Ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people hath forsaken me. They have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag their heads. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy, and I will show them the back, and not the face, in the day of calamity. Then they said, Come, and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to the voice of them that contend with me. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have digged a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them, and to turn away thy wrath from them, and therefore deliver up their children to famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death, let their young men be slain by the sword in battle, let a cry be heard from their horses, and when thou shalt bring a troop suddenly upon them, for they digged a pit to me, and hid snares for my feet. And yet, Lord, thou knowest all their counsel against me to slay me. Forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sins from their sight, but let them be overthrown before thee, and deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. That was Jeremiah chapter 18. Let's move on over to Mark chapter 4 for our final reading today. Mark 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into the ship, and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in this doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on the stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, but it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. and others fell on good ground, and it did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they were that about him with the 12 asked of him this parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear but not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, Know ye not this parable? And how will ye know all parables? The sower soweth the word, and these are they that by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. And these are they likewise which are sown on the stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for but a time. But afterwards, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among the thorns, and such as hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on the good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth some fruit, some 30-fold, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel, or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed to what ye have heard. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Then he said, So is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed in the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and seed should spring up and grow, and he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, and then the ear, and after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is grown, the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth, but when it's sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all the herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to the disciples. The same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him, even as he was, in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat on that ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Then he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said it unto one another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. That was our reading today for July 22nd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Be sure to leave a comment in the comment section, reaction if you can. Again, I'm going to get the names out there for our 200th day. I've just been busy with sports camp and a lot of other things, but we'll get to that. But I got a nice prize for you, and I hope it's a blessing. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this word. Lord, help us to have more faith than what we have. Lord, help us to have more faith than we had the day before. Lord, so often we come to you and we cry out to you, Lord, as if you don't know what's going on in our lives, and yet, God, you know. And Lord, you're able to fix it, and Lord, you're able to help us, and Lord, we praise you for that. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you would just be with my brothers and sisters who might be going through the storms of life today, Lord, that you just bring your peace on them, help them to know that you're sovereign and that you're in control. Lord, I pray. Lord, I hope that's true for each and every one of my brothers and sisters online today. But Lord, I thank you for this day. Pray for your blessing upon it. Help us to use it for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.